Just a couple of questions. Rod's the incoming chairman. We always love our chairs to be utterly independent and at arm's length from the company. And I just wanted to seek clarification. Page 96 notes that Rod's Cranley nominees struck up a five-year consultancy arrangement at $400,000 a year. I think that might have been associated with an Armand investment, yeah, that he has. I think, can we just have some background on what happened there? I also noticed that we put out a stock exchange announcement a few months ago saying that Rod had given up his had 3 million shares in voluntary escrow, and that had been lifted.
Yes.
Which, when you see that, you instantly think, does Rod want to sell? Now he's the incoming chairman. So is this going to be cleaned up now that he's going to be chairman, or are we going to have ongoing sort of just not a good look to have a chair who is also someone who we're doing related party deals with, consultancies, et cetera, et cetera? Love the fact that he's got a big shareholding, but would prefer a more plain vanilla ongoing relationship if possible.
Just on the escrow point, Rod's shares came out of escrow purely as a function of time. They, when they were first issued, there was a two-year escrow period, which is industry practice, and they came out. There wasn't any conscious decision made. As to the consultant services, the background of that is that Rod would be perhaps one of Australia's top experts in terms of involvement in investment in arms, and the board felt that it would be extremely useful at the time of acquiring Rod's interest in our, what was then our jointly owned Armand business, that the company continued to be able to benefit from Rod's expertise, and agreed a payment regime. The fact that Rod, being made chairman or not chairman or deputy chairman or whatever, is completely independent and irrespective of that, although I acknowledge that it would mean that Rod, under the rules, wouldn't be treated as independent. But the fact that it's been a longer standing arrangement, when does it expire? When is it? Three more years, and that will certainly, I understand, be looked at in the process of any determining as well.
Okay, convenient enough.